One story, two sides. Context equals understanding. Where do you land?
Well, this morning we're looking at two sides of government support for students. We've just heard from the President of New Zealand's Union of Students Association, Andrew Lessels, and now we're going to hear, Andrew Lessels talked about student debt being a noose around your neck. I remember having a noose around my neck through until I was 29, but then I paid it off and felt free. Now we're going to hear from NZ Initiative's Michael Johnson. Mōrena, Michael. Why shouldn't we give students more taxpayer money?
Good morning. The first thing I'd like to say is that I agree with a lot of what Andrew said. I think students are doing it much tougher now than they did, certainly when I was a student and possibly when you were one too, Tova. Rents are very high. They do take a big slab out of people's incomes. And I also agree that students are spending a lot of time working in low-paid jobs to make ends meet, which does detract from their study. I've seen this firsthand. I've spent 20 years teaching in universities, and things have definitely got tougher. But I don't agree that the taxpayer should foot the whole bill for tertiary education. We have to bear in mind that, you know, graduates, people with degrees, their average income is about 75K a year compared with 53K for people who haven't got degrees. So actually, if the taxpayer pays the lot, and they already pay about 60%, by the way, of what universities get for their teaching, if taxpayers pay the lot, then that's money coming from people on lower incomes to subsidise people who are earning a lot more in the future than they are. So I don't think that's the answer.
What I'm interested here, because, you know, we always hark back to our own experiences and what it was like in my day. You know, I was 19, came out, got my first job on 24K. I had about the same amount in debt. It took me 10 years to pay it off. There was compounding interest. It was hard. We lived on baked beans, and, you know, but it was just part of being a student. How is it tougher now? I remember rent being, you know, half of our income as well.
Yeah, well, this is just from my observation of the way I've seen students' well-being deteriorate over the time that I've been teaching. And there are a lot of anxiety problems and depression problems.
Yeah,
and
right.
Yes, those have always been around as well, but it's got a lot more severe. And that's not just my anecdote. I've seen it in the data.
So yeah, absolutely.
I agree with Andrew about all that. Just not the solution.
So what would work here, in your opinion?
Well, I think we need to raise the amount that students can borrow. And that probably means market interest rates. And I know that doesn't sound good, but we do have to bear in mind that, you know, having a degree is a private good as well as a public one. Mm. It certainly has its public good aspect. You know, the country needs its graduates. They're the doctors and lawyers and teachers and all of that. But in the end, those people have much better earning prospects in the long run than people without degrees. And it isn't fair to expect less well-off taxpayers to foot the whole bill for graduates' preparation for the workforce.
We've heard in the US today, I guess in response to these inflationary pressures, they've wiped $10K of student debt for graduates earning under a certain threshold. That's a bit of an incentive. Would something like this work here?
Well, I'm sure those who had their debts wiped would love it. But the problem is that, again, the taxpayer has to foot the bill. You know, our state is now much more in debt than it was 2.5 years ago because of all the money we spent on our COVID response. And that kind of solution would markedly increase the debt yet more. Mm. And that's actually then putting the cost on future generations. So it sounds good in the short term, but actually it's probably not a good solution for the country.
Dr. Michael Johnson, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciated it.